This is the Stacey and Zanga podcast. Here's Stacey and Zanga.
In the control room here, every once in a while, nature calls. And I've noticed this, and I do it. I don't know, maybe other people do. Maybe I'm the only one. I don't know. But I announce for some reason that I have to pee.
It's a normal thing to do. I know it seems very like weird and kind of like inappropriate, but...
But I tell you, I'm like, hey, I got to go pee. Mm-hmm. You don't need to know that. I could just leave and say, I'll be right back.
Yeah, but then I don't know where you're going. I don't know how long you're gonna be wherever you're going to be. At least if I know that you're in the bathroom, I'm like, all right, you know, older lady, probably 10 minutes to get to the bathroom, about 15 minutes to actually execute the pee, and then another 10 minutes to get back. So, you know, I can figure everything out.
Okay. But here's the thing. I don't get up and go, I'll be right back. I have to go poop.
That's funny. That's... I do that too. I'm like, yo, I got to go dookie and I'll be back.
And again, I've got an approximate time limit that you're going to be gone for.
Exactly. I came across a list of phrases that we need to stop using, and
oh geez,
are you afraid that some of the phrases that you use are on this list?
100%.
Yeah. Okay. Well, the first phrase that they say we need to stop using is "if it's meant to be, it's meant to be."
Okay.
How often have you used that one?
Not very.
Yeah, I don't think that's really not a phrase that a lot of people use anymore. It's usually if you're sad and your parents are consoling you, like, oh, honey, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. Mm. Hey, I've heard that many times. This one I use probably on a regular basis.
I mean. I like that one.
It's such a... I don't know why people are like, oh, you need to stop using that one. Because it's such a...
It's so expressive.
It's a polite way to kind of like call someone out for, you know, being stupid, uh-huh, or they're not making sense. Like, I mean... And you don't even have to say anything after that. That's all you got to say. And we all have used this quite frequently and probably too much. To be frank or to be honest.
Or to be fair. I say to be fair quite a bit.
Yeah. That one needs to be chucked out the window. I can understand that. And finally, at the end of the day... I feel like that one is more so in the realm of like business.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, it's also like a agree to disagree. At the end of the day.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
X, Y, and Z.
I do like agree to disagree, though. That's a good one.
That's a terrible one.
But it's a good way to just like end a conversation if you're having a dispute with somebody. And it's like, well, agree to disagree.
I mean, I hear what you're saying, but at the same time, we're just going to have to agree to disagree.
I've seen this happen in real life, but what made me think of it is that I saw a two-video compilation on the old Instagram, and it was somebody filming a person in the car next to them, digging for gold, going for boogers, and that in itself is one thing, but then, of course, the person completed the dig, observed their find, and then ate it.
Sometimes you just gotta eat the booger, man.
No,
it's better than to wipe it on your car or wipe it on your pants.
Have you heard the phrase? This is growing up. This is terrible. My dad, pick it, stick it, roll it, flick it.
Wow,
it's so gross. But at the same time, it gets rid of it. As opposed, like, there's no need for you to eat it. None, whatsoever.
Again, it's better than having it in your car, stuck to something. And, you know, what if you flick it outside and it lands in someone's coffee cup or someone's someone's fries or something?
But here's the thing. Like, kids picking their nose, eating their boogers, you're like, okay, that's disgusting. Stop it. Like, Fiona still eats the odd one. And I'm like, just grossed right out. And you think of that as, like, a childhood thing. And when you see a grown-up, and it's the way that they took it out of their nose and then sat there looking at it, like they were either contemplating or I don't know, and then they went ahead and ate it. I feel like as adults, we're past that.
Are we, though?
I feel like we are.
It's okay to have some of your childness, your childhood inside you, and you let it come out from time to time. It's okay. It's what keeps us young. You know what I mean?
Eating boogers?
I didn't say that necessarily. Just a little while ago, Stacey told me you know, what you call people from Saskatchewan is, what is it again?
Saskatchewanians.
Saskatchewanians. And that just... It doesn't sound correct at all.
It sounds completely made up, actually.
And so I asked you to, you know, text in, call in, and let us know, or let me know, whether or not she's just telling me a crock of crap or it's actually true.
I wouldn't make that up.
I kind of feel like you would, though. Just so I would go on here and be like, what's the term again?
Saskatchewanian.
Saskatchewanians. Okay.
Okay. And Saskatonians. Not Toonians, Tonians.
I say Saskatooners because it just has a better ring to it.
Does it though?
It does. I am a Saskatooner. Yeah. Instead of I'm a Saskatonian. No. Tuner. It just sounds cool.
You do you.
I will.
C'est la vie. We did get a text, though, from Scott. He said, Stacy is correct. In brackets, she wouldn't lie to you.
Scott knows.
However, have you been called a gapper, living in the gap between Alberta and Manitoba? I've never been called that.
Is that Saskatchewan?
I feel like Scott's making that up. And then he also added, but do you know why it's windy in Saskatchewan? Because Alberta blows and Manitoba sucks. Zing, zing there, Scott.
I like that a lot.
Oh, wait, we just got one more text. Right now from Lennon, Saskatchewanies.
Saskatchewanies.
I like that one.
That one's better. I think we're going with that one. Saskatchewanies. All right, so this is how Perfect 10 works. You get 10 trivia questions. If you get all of them correct, you score a perfect 10 and you win the tickets. If you get one question wrong, you are out and the next person picks up where you left off at. Sounds good?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Playing Perfect 10 for Foreigner tickets.
First question. Which wrestler's tagline is, I'll lay the smackdown on your candy ass?
Oh, no.
Oh, Les. Boy.
Les, what is that?
The Rock?
Yes, there you go. Answer with confidence. Question number two. Which restaurant's mascot is a clown with red hair?
Megan McDonald.
There you go. You don't have to say your names, guys, because you're the only ones playing.
Okay.
Question three. If you're bowling and you get three strikes in a row, what's it called?
Strike.
No, three strikes in a row.
Oops.
Four.
What is it?
Oh, okay. That's wrong. It's not a strike. All right, guys. Thanks for playing. We're moving on to our second contestant, which is Bryn. Good morning, Bryn.
Hello.
All right, you're coming in at question number three. If you're bowling and you get three strikes in a row, what is it called?
Turkey.
It is a turkey. Nice work. Question four, what does CFL stand for?
Canadian Football League.
Nicely done. Question five, what is the largest bone in the human body? Five, four, three.
Backbone.
Two. Nope. Good guess, though. Alright, we're moving on to caller number three. Good morning, Trinity.
Good morning.
Trinity, you're awake now, aren't you?
You're coming in at question five, Trinity. What is the largest bone in the human body?
The femur.
There you go. Nicely done. Number six. What is the largest animal to have ever existed?
Elephant?
Elephant is incorrect. Wow, we blew through all those contestants fairly quickly. If you want to jump in here, by all means, 938-0963. Have we ever gone through three before?
No. We've usually landed on four.
Okay.
Or actually, no, three. Yeah.
Okay. Hi, Cruz. Who's this?
Errol.
What's your name?
Errol.
Errol?
Carol.
Yeah. Carol. Okay.
Oh, sure. Errol.
You're coming in at question number six. What is the largest animal to have ever existed?
Blue whale.
There you go. Nicely done. Question seven. What fruit do raisins come from?
Grape.
Nice. Question eight. What is a baby sheep called?
An ewe.
A what?
A ewe?
A ewe?
Yeah.
I think that's...
E-U-W?
Yeah, I think that one works. Or lamb.
Okay.
All right. Number nine. What galaxy do we live in?
Milky Way.
Delicious. Last question. What band sings Dirty Deeds? Done dirt cheap.
AC/DC.
Hey, there we go. Nicely done. Carol, you've won yourself two tickets to see Foreigner this coming Saturday at Sasktel Center. Well done. We're going to give another pair of tickets away tomorrow, so make sure you're listening and stay on the line, okay? Every once in a while, as a parent, your children surprise you. I was making some grilled cheese for Fiona and, you know, lost track of what I was doing. And one side was way darker than the other. So, as a parent, you put the dark side at the bottom and hope they don't notice. Because just looking at it, right, she would have been like, oh, Mom, this is burnt.
Yeah.
And so I sliced it in half, put it on her plate, and she just took a bite. And then I watched her from the kitchen. And I was like, oh, my God, here we go. So she takes a bite, she's chewing it, and she flips it over, looks at the really dark bottom side.
Yeah.
Takes another bite, keeps eating. And then, again, she's so cute when she does likes. Like I said before, a couple days ago, she tried steak. Mom, this is delicious. And she looked at the bottom of her sandwich again one more time. And she goes, Mom, this is really good. Do it like this again next time. And I was like, oh, thank goodness. Because kids can be picky. Fiona's, you know, got her little things about certain stuff. But this time she was like, no, I like it burnt. I was like,
I'm confused as to why you didn't just scrape the burnt off to the best of your ability.
I was thinking about that. But then I was like, that's too much work, too. I'll just see it.
It's too much work. You put the thing down and you take the butter knife and you scrape away.
It makes such a mess. Ooh. I hate that.
You're cooking. You have to clean up the mess you make anyway.
I don't make messes.
Okay, why are you lying? Why are you lying right now?
You've never seen me cook. I don't make messes.
I don't care. Everyone makes a mess when they cook.
False.
Point blank.
No.
It's not false. It's true.
No.
How do you not make a mess when you cook?
Because I'm neat and I clean up after myself all the time as I go. Please, I do. Oh,
please,
my goodness.
Please.
You're coming for dinner, and I'm going to have the cleanest meal ever.
Game 7 of the Blades and Warriors playoffs series is happening tonight at Satsdale Center, mm-hmm. and we have tickets to give away for tonight's game. Playing Blades playoff face-off. Let's say hello and good morning to our first contestant, Kent. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Very good, thanks. Yourself?
Oh, lovely. Thank you. I can't speak for Stacey.
I'm okay. No, just kidding. I'm fine.
And Kent, you're going up against Keith. Good morning, Keith.
Good morning.
How are you?
So far, so good. Hopefully, it's about to get better.
Well, it depends on how much you know about the Blades, guys.
Yeah, I might be in trouble, but...
All right. Here's how it works. If you, I'm going to say the question. If you know the answer, you use your name as your buzzer. So if your name is Kent and you know the answer, you say Kent, and then we'll ask you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Question number one. How many games in this series against the Moose Jaw Warriors have gone into overtime?
Kent.
Six.
Kent. No, Kent.
Five
is correct. Nice work, Kent. Question number two. How many fans were in attendance at Game 5 last Friday at Satsdale Center? We're not looking for an exact number.
Ballpark.
Yeah.
Kent.
Kent? No, Kent?
10,000 plus.
It was 10,000 plus. It was about 11,000, so there you go. Question number three. True or false, the series is tied for the most games requiring overtime in modern WHL history?
Kent.
Ooh, Keith.
I heard Keith, too.
Yeah.
True
is the correct answer. Oh, my goodness. Ooh. Here we go. Question four. Which Blades player is currently leading the entire WHL in playoff goals?
Kent.
Kent?
Patrick Wong. Wong.
No. Do you want to jump in there, Keith?
Fraser Minton?
No. All right. Based on four questions, Kent got two of them correct. Nicely done, Kent.
Thank you.
Kent is going to see the Blades Game 7 against Moose Jaw tonight at Satsdale Center. It's going to be packed. It's going to be great. Congratulations, buddy. Stay on the line. And, yeah, let's go Blades.